that this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. And I'm Dollar Bill Lako. That's what I'm talking about. I got one word for you, Teddy P. Sell! Up by the hills! Get out while it getting good!
Hey.
No?
No, last week I told him it was going to go up.
The week's not over yet, buddy.
I think we need a mind of reason here. That would be me.
Sell!
That's Ted Parrish, CFA. That was Bill Lako, CFP.
Sell!
I'm Gene Hensler, PhD.
You see what Warren Buffett did, right?
I have no idea.
Warren Buffett said he bought into the weakness yesterday.
He bought on Wednesday. He bought a car dealership.
Automobile. Was it used autos?
I don't know, but it was not just a car dealership, but a big kind of a deal. I think he's chasing
Look, I know we've been buy and hold for a lot of years. 10-year rule. Uh-oh. I'm just telling you right now. I heard this guy. I want to follow his. He's got it. He promised 4-6% a month.
A month?
Month.
Do you remember? Month. Okay, so he's just like the guy who...
Is that the guy who is in handcuffs right now?
He's just like the guy who says every year he has to redo his commercial, End of America 2012.com, End of America 2013.com, right?
I'm just telling you, if I can make 4-6% a month, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Listen, right? I'm not going to share that information with you.
Let me ask you guys this, because I'm on the outside looking in. You guys are the bright guys here, the young Turks, et cetera. Here's the deal. How can they get away with advertising crap like that? And if we say we've made X percent.
We're a fiduciary, and we must tell our clients first and, yes, tell the truth.
And like you,
the other people are educated. Well, no, I'm sure they had a model. I'm sure they're educators.
Oh,
yes, there's a fine line. I'm sure they've got a model back tested.
I hear the guys where they say, "I was in retirement and I wanted to make some extra money. I didn't want to work for anybody, but Joe Blow taught me a trading pattern." Is that right? Is that the kind of deal there?
Yes.
It's like the insurance
ad. Either that or rob like so many banks per month. I don't know.
It's like the insurance ad that says,
kidding,
when the stock market goes up, you go up. When the stock market goes down, you don't go down. If you buy from us, we'll give you an extra 10%.
Well, those products are out there.
Oh, yeah. What's the cost in this, Bill?
Well, it doesn't quite work that way. You don't get 100% of the upside.
Oh, you get very little of the upside.
And theoretically, if we go through another 08 and you happen to buy your annuity from AIG, it may or may not be worth anything. So,
oh, that's right. They do have a disclaimer at the end that says, hey, it's guaranteed as long as we're in business.
Well, it says it's guaranteed because they're allowed to do that under the insurance regulations. And it is guaranteed up until the point of the company failing.
There you go.
And, a lot of people fall for
There's some state guarantees behind that, too, as you know.
Yeah.
But not, not for $1 million.
Yeah. There seem to be a lot more of these ads lately. We're going off on a tangent here. But there seem to be a lot more of these ads lately.
You know why?
Because the market.
Because they're the market, and also because there are so many baby boomers that are retiring right now. It is a swoon. I mean, people that I know that I didn't even know they were of age. Are retiring.
It's like me.
More mature.
More mature.
Like me, of the age.
Yes. 1 foot in a grave, one on a banana peel, boss man.
Teddy's
pushing.
I remember these ads sort of proliferating when the market was sort of stagnant or it went down. We're in a market that's been up 20-some% a year over the last 2 or 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, but see,
and it's up 7% so far this year.
A lot of people have saved in their 401ks and they're getting ready to retire. There's more than ever right now, so they don't think they need to take risk after they retire and pull that money out of their 401k, right?
Well,
so that's what these products they went.
Yeah, the part that they're forgetting is that longevity. There, people are living to be a lot longer.
There you go.
I mean, back in the good old days, Gene, you'd already be dead. Teddy and I would actually own this place. I'm just saying. Back when they created Social Security.
Yeah, life expectancy. No kidding. Right. Life expectancy was around 65 or 67. I think that was the plan. We right. fooled them.
Yeah. You know? It was like 60, 61.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about let's get into it. We'll get back on this topic a little later on. Broad picture economics, Ted. Mixed. And I'm just going to tell you, every time we were in this show, it's mixed.
It's worse than mixed this time, Jim.
Yeah, I think it is worse than mixed.
And the personal income numbers, I mean, you're not going to believe those. I mean, month
it rose
to month.
0.3.
Yeah.
Spending was lifted by a surge in vehicle sales.
Rental and transfer pay income led growth.
Yeah.
Rental, that's one thing that may be
good. You guys transfer got rental income?
Transfer income is what?
Social Security. Okay.
Welfare.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Chain store sales fell 2%. Yeah. That's a strange figure.
Number.
But interesting, the Case-Shiller Price Index, house appreciation, they say it's decelerated. That doesn't mean it's going down. It's just not going up as fast a pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Consumer confidence tanked.
And those that home price index, they're saying the canary in the coal mine is San Francisco. That's the only city that actually saw a decline in prices, and that is
where you can buy an 800 square foot house for about $8 million.
Yeah, but see, that's that they've never had a problem with appreciation because there's some rich folks out there. Silicon Valley's right there. I mean, and, you know, it always set the tone, you know, in terms of where prices were going. So it's declining now. So a lot of people are saying that's a bad.
The next thing you'll know is Manhattan apartments that have to cut their price from $13 or $23 million down to.
We did miss an opportunity to buy, though.
What?
In 08.
To buy what?
Manhattan apartments. That's what we should have put it all
in
Manhattan.
Well, maybe you missed it, buddy, but I bought 3 or 4. I don't have to tell you everything. No. No. The problem is that's out of our price range.
You say, yeah,
here's an apartment that was selling for $12 million, and you can snap it up for $8, and you can sell it back for $13 now. $8 million in one investment. Let me see. No more than 10% in any one investment. I don't have $80 million to scatter around, you know? Manufacturing index down, Ted.
Yes, it came in at 56.6 versus 59
expected
last month, and that's down. And the backlog orders actually fell below 50.
That's recession.
It's contraction.
I don't want to scare anybody out there, but it's retraction. Got to be over 50. Mortgage applications again flat. ADP jobs report, that was positive.
Yep, 213 jobs.
Jobless claims were down. That's a positive.
Yeah, but I read an article that talked about how there is a fall off in the number of people who are actually answering the surveys, and that's across all government data. It used to be 70% of people that they surveyed would answer. Now it's down to 65. Now, so people are less interested in supplying data, and they also say that people are prone to lie.
Oh, you didn't believe? Oh, that's
about
a surprise.
The inflation especially. Now, never mind we price $1 trillion worth of bonds and a lot of other things off of the CPI. But I figure people.
Our government would lie to us?
I don't know.
You can keep your doctor
the
if you
the
want
Secret
your
Service
doctor.
Would tell the truth, the whole truth, and
she's
nothing
no
but
longer,
the truth.
Right?
I'm just
Eric Holder?
Orders for manufacturing goods fell 10.1% in August.
This is very linked to the report from last week of durable goods. So it's just a repeat in a sense. It's not exactly the same, but it's very similar.
You don't think that's serious?
Oh, yeah, it's serious. The 42% drop in transportation orders.
So am I hearing you boys predict a...
Second quarter numbers say up 4.6%. You go from down in the first quarter up 4.6. Ain't gonna happen this quarter. You can only fudge the book so long.
I'd say two and a half.
This next quarter doesn't come out till after the elections.
You're right.
Oh, think about sure that, thing. Would you?
Third quarter didn't come out until after the elections?
Yeah, September,
No, October. Late October.
Yeah, they should be. Well, late before October. The elections. At least
might
the
be
initial.
Just before the elections.
Just before the elections. Okay.
I can find out.
All right. All right. Interest rates, they were down.
Across the board.
30-year mortgages fell to 4.08, although people don't seem to be applying for them.
About time to refinance for some people.
Yeah, treasuries fell 12 bips to 2.41. All right, so not bad. The market, however, those of you who are concerned about the short run, the oscillations in the market, was down 1.72% over the last week.
Yeah, you got a lot of weak data around the world.
And from the high, Ted, is down, how much did you
3.41%.
So it's not even down 5% yet.
No.
And
but according to Bill, because he's scaring people.
We are due. We are due.
Due for
how
what?
How long has it been since we've had a 10% correction?
Oh, boy.
2011.
Thank you. That's way too long.
We're due, but there's so much liquidity, I guess. That's what's holding
us. How long has it been since a 15 or 20% correction? Way too long.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
I think 15% was 2011, too. I think it was right at 15%.
Was it 14? Okay, yeah. Hey. The market is going to go down 20% sometime. Any questions?
No.
There you go. So it's just going to, and when it happens, fine. And we're not going to dump back up the pickup truck because we're investing every month dollar cost averaging.
All right, so look, if they follow my advice at the beginning of the show, then the issues are they probably have capital gains, so they're going to have to pay some taxes, right?
Who's this we or them?
Whoever just heard me yell, sell.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So you're going to realize some capital gains probably, unless it's in a tax-deferred account, and then you're going to invest it in what?
Bonds.
Money markets are paying
earning
pain
nothing.
0.00001.
Right. Or if they're really smart, they might try to game the bond market, and interest rates are probably going to go up sometime at some point.
They will go up sometime. We're not sure when.
Yeah, our forecast is for interest rates to go up in the future.
Yeah, that's it.
Now that's about our forecast for how many years?
Six at least.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you.
Five.
Yeah. I can't.
So you're not calling for a recession?
No. I just think we're stumbling along. That's all I can say is we're stumbling along. It's hard for the size of our economy to really screw it up all in one fell swoop. One man in 8 years can't screw it up. Okay.
Don't say that.
Some of the things that have held us back.
How did it work under Bush?
What?
Went pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember 2008?
It was rough.
We had a rough 2008.
It was turbulent, but there were good times and bad. Yeah. Overall, it was good. But there was some volatility during Bushy.
Yes.
I like Bush. But understand, I'm not trying to give anybody any excuses.
Oh, no. But I'm a big Obama basher, but I'll, you know. We have not had, name one successful second term president since
Ronald Reagan.
Eisenhower.
Ronald Reagan.
Iran-Contra.
Well, why was
that? That was a blip on an elephant's butt.
I'm just telling you, you've not had a good second term in a long time.
Iran-Contra, though. I mean, looking at the size of some of the issues we're having now, Iran-Contra looks like a fighting Boy Scouts.
That was a big deal back then.
Yeah, because your buddy, what's his name? Buddy of Sean's?
Yes.
Sort of got hung out to dry.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's tough. The second term, and now when you're going in the last 2 years, it's going to be a lame duck.
Man, it's not.
What's he going to do? What are we going to do to get the economy going?
He'll do nothing to get the economy going. But what he's been doing is everything possible to do that is exerting. Every single case has been brought to the courts. He's been overturned. He said we overstepped his bounds. The newest one to call the holder, of course, is they said give him the information. They held back on that, on the gun thing.
Yes.
You know, stuff. It's all going on. Every one of these cases is going to turn over.
Mm. Well, you're saying what we're going to do to get the economy going. The economy's
welcome
going.
To politics
yeah,
today.
$1 trillion of mortgage defaults. You know that, right? I mean, that's huge. I mean, so consumers were borrowing from their houses like it was a safe in their house.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
I think that's not happening now. Well, actually, consumer debt is at an all-time high again. Mortgage debt is still down 22%. So, I mean.
So credit cards are at an all-time high?
Now, the bubble is automobile debt.
Just happened.
That's the bubble. Right now, anybody who is breathing can get an automobile loan. That's where the banks have gone. Everybody has gone to subpar credit.
It's getting
tough. Read these articles now. These cars are all equipped electronically. You don't make your payments. All of a sudden, you go out to start your car, and there you go. Your car just sits there. You don't have to even come out and repo it. It's got a North Star, whatever the damn thing is. On a boom, here it is. Come and get it. OnStar, they come and get it.
That's awesome.
Well, As they should.
So sometimes you think
as they should.
Sometimes when your battery is dead, you think, you know, may be that you didn't make that payment. There we go. Let's get back to financial.
There were a few earnings that were, came out this week. Calmaine Food, they hit their numbers. Cintas, the uniform company, they beat their numbers pretty handily.
I see those trucks all over town.
Yeah, and they do well. It's pretty resilient. Even in bad times, they do okay. And I never for the life of me could understand that. Walgreens.
We used to know somebody who, they were in a brokerage business, they would rent their shirts in their suits.
Really?
So it was a tax deduction from Cintas.
It's pretty good, actually.
You know, I wonder how good they looked. But get away with that in Indiana.
I'm sure they're not Harsh Schaefer.
Yeah.
Walgreens had pretty decent numbers. They had some really messy numbers. They had some charges in there that showed a loss, which is the headline number on the Wall Street Journal, which doesn't make any sense. The stocks were down a little, but they did okay. The numbers met, excluding the charges, they met the forecast. Constellation Brands, the maker of Mondavi and Corona.
And Black Velvet, not a bunch of other booze.
They missed, but they did okay. They had a slight miss. McCormick had a great quarter, the seasoning company.
You were telling you were up in Rome?
At Southeastern Mills up in Rome, and that's a great operation. And they're number two behind McCormick. And I didn't know that.
The one they're using was better than bullion is one you're talking about.
Better than bullion, yes.
It's in the jar. Okay.
There are a ton of other things that they make as well, but that place is well run, and employees, I mean, love that place. You know, of course, we had to hear from the employees. It's pretty cool, though. So, I mean, not many earnings. Earnings season for the third quarter is going to start shortly in the next couple of
weeks. Yeah, but everybody says to me McCormick's is the fourth quarter, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everybody's loading up with spices for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's, you know what I mean? They're making pumpkin pies and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, they go look in there and say, oh, my God, this nutmeg is 14 years old. I better get some more.
Yep. Then they go out and buy three bottles, and that's not the right thing to do.
All right.
So what's the earnings projection for the fourth quarter?
Low double digit to the range is high single digits to low double digits growth.
And is there supposed to be revenue growth?
Revenue growth 3-4%. And
that's pretty good. If they hit those, I wouldn't worry about the stock market guys.
No, not at all, because you know the second quarter really surprised.
They gonna hit them?
I think so. I think these companies are very cautious in what they're in their guidance. You know, and I've seen more and more companies, up their estimates. Not all, but like some of the core industries, I've seen some increases in guidance. So, like McCormick here.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.